This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into another post-game edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. As we always say, thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds, especially during this playoff time where we're all together and we're all just shaking our head. I mean, I think we can all agree this is one of the great 8 seeds we've ever seen. This is not Gregory Finley and I, our producer of Spits and Suds, we're just talking. This is not a wild card round playoff team, but we can't complain about that. They finished 8th and they had a lot of injuries, and you can talk about the famous letters that Stars fans have learned about, LTIR. But at the same time, you know, a lot of you don't know this, and we'll talk to Sean Shapiro about this, but the Stars are actually 2nd in the league in cap overage. So they'll get penalized about $2.6 million next year. That'll move to that to next year's cap, which is going to be really, really tough because, as we know, the Stars are always up against the cap. So some changes will need to happen, and that's probably a June conversation, but that came out the other day, and it's due to bonuses and other things. But so listen, everyone has the right to play the game, and not everyone has the injuries that Vegas had that enabled them to sign some players. But I got to tell you, Vegas not only was the better team tonight. We were just talking before we started this podcast. Vegas might be the best team in the playoffs right now. And that is absolutely amazing when you think about, in the final game, the Stars were set to play the LA Kings, which, by the way, beat Edmonton, so that series now tied at 1. No one said LA was going to be easy. But Vegas lost to Anaheim on the last day, and these players had not really played with each other. And the fact that they can look how they look right now, wow. I mean, we have to take a step back and be impressed by this. And I'm about to go over what happened tonight. But let me just say this. I'm going to read tweets tonight, and there's a lot of frustration from Stars fans. I very passionately talk about this Stars team. And I've been holding back something that I mentioned at the beginning of the year. And I asked Craig this, and I asked Sean this. Does this current makeup of this Stars team, are they a playoff-like team? And I think we should ask that question after this series. But I did want to point it out. If for some reason you go on to lose this series, look at the teams you've lost to. Vegas twice, Calgary and Tampa. Each had levels of physicality. And this is why I'm coming to you on this podcast and I'm not pounding my fist, because I actually think the Stars made some changes. And Pete DeBoer said after the game, he really liked the physicality. Put this in perspective. The Stars had 24 hits in the first period. That's just 7 hits shy of what they had for total hits in game one. Physicality way ramped up for the Stars. And that's what a lot of people wanted after game one. Match their intensity, match their physicality. Well, the Stars did. The total hits, Vegas had 55. The Stars had 53. There were some big hits that got the crowd into the game early. Radek Foxa to start off. And then Mason Marchman on White Cloud with a massive clean hit, separating White Cloud from the puck. I mean, that had the crowd roaring. And I'll also say this about the crowd. And maybe this is time to get on the soapbox again. You know, the Gavin soapbox, like he always talks about, where I talk about the puck drop time. So I had a friend text me in the third period in the seats. He texted me at the beginning and he said, "What an atmosphere. This is amazing." Well, then he texted me in the third period at 11:19, saying, "Because it's so late, lots of people are gone." And he said, "It's freezing in the arena." So not only is it 11:20 at night, empty seats now, and it's freezing in the arena because the body heat's leaving the arena. And I just wanted to throw that little nugget in because I want to give credit to the Stars fans tonight. Because I just feel like they've been put at a deficit. And it's not right. And it's a Wednesday night. And people have to work in the morning. And you should not be watching third period hockey at an arena at 11:20 at night. So kudos to the Stars fans that stayed. Kudos to the Stars fans that were loud all night. You guys were into the game. And a massive stick tap to you guys. But like, I can't sit here honestly and be upset or frustrated because I actually thought the Stars played a really good game tonight. I think their inability to finish cost them the game. The sticks of Vegas are stopping everything, whether it's a block shot on the body or the sticks, you are struggling to get through. You're seeing the Stars do a lot of dump and chase, like old Rick Bonus style, and people are like, "Get away from that." Well, you know what? They have no choice because they can't get through them. So you have to get behind them some way. So it's actually a smart strategy. Vegas also isn't taking power plays. Only one penalty on each side. So they're capitalizing on the few mistakes that you make, and you're not able to create too many opportunities because you can't go on the power play, because that's when you can get through, when they're a man down. And credit to Logan Thompson, made some great saves tonight. Thought the Stars, you know, should have been able to get one to tie the game, had some chances. But it just seemed like that puck was avoiding the star sticks tonight. Can they come back in this series? Absolutely they can. Were there mistakes made? A few. But I'm not going to sit here and like bash the Stars tonight, because I don't think that's right. I think they actually played a solid game. And sometimes you have to take a step back and say, you know what? Vegas is actually better tonight. They almost beat you in every category, and you played really well. And I think that is probably the toughest thing for the players and the coaches of the Stars to face. Is it's one thing if you didn't hear Pete DeBoer say, you know, we're just not playing our style of hockey. Because they're trying, and they're trying to play that brand of hockey. They're just up against a team that has been there before and knows what to do in big situations, makes the big save when they have to, makes the big block shot when they need to, scores the big goal, capitalizes on mistakes. So the Stars started the game heavy forecheck physicality. They made slight adjustments that you might not have seen, like on the Lindell-Tanev pairing. It was actually Tanev covering the front of the net to prevent those bigger Vegas bodies from getting free looks like they did in game one. And just over 4 minutes left in the first period, the Stars, I thought, really started buzzing. Big stop by Thompson on Harley, Roope Hintz as well. And at that point, you felt as though, wow, the Stars really deserve one. I mean, they're hitting, they're forechecking. They're actually playing Vegas style of hockey. I thought it was really smart. They're putting it to Vegas. And then the Stars draw a penalty. Jason Robertson taken down by Nick Waugh. Stars go on the power play. Hard to believe. And this is why we talk about that this Vegas team is such a difficult matchup. 0 for 10 against Vegas this year in the regular season and the playoffs on the power play. And think how good the Stars power play has been this year. They win the draw like they normally do. Do a pretty good job as far as passing the puck. Good puck movement, nice calmness, not overreacting, good patience. A lot of credit to Jamie Benn. Completely took the eyes away from Thompson twice. And on the second time, Jason Robertson goes short side. I don't think Thompson even saw it. Screen power play goal, and all of a sudden you're up 1-0. Barn is buzzing. I mean, I was loving it, and I bet you were too. But Vegas doesn't panic, and that momentum quickly goes away. Great stretch pass by Barbashev to Jack Eichel. I don't know if you're Thomas Harley or Ryan Suter on that play, but I don't understand why you don't see a streaking Jack Eichel up the middle. He splits the pairing. And when you have a player like Jack Eichel streaking towards you, Ottinger had to focus on him. He took it right to the edge of where Ottinger could poke it away. Goes to the backhand. Just a sweet, sweet pass to Jonathan Marchessault. Nobody picks him up. I mean, Marchessault is going to finish that every single time. He's last year's Stanley Cup MVP, wide open net, even at one. Jack Eichel and Jonathan Marchessault, if the Stars have any chance of coming back and winning this series, have to be shut down. That's Eichel's third assist of the series, 7 assists in 8 career playoff games against the Stars, 6 goals in 9 career games playoff-wise for Jonathan Marchessault against the Stars. I mean, that line just causing a lot of problems. At the end of the period, we go 4-on-4. Miro is tripped up, but it's called for embellishment on Stevenson. Tough to see. Didn't really get a good look at the replay. Just kind of saw Miro coming onto your screen sliding. So, you know, tough to see if it was embellishment. I don't think Miro's really an embellishment kind of guy. But they went 4-on-4. And I felt as though the momentum between the goal and that 4-on-4 kind of changed because both teams went back and forth all period long. Some great saves on each end, like premium playoff saves. Both goaltenders look sharp, hitting continues, and then the pickup. Noah Hanifin, who was picked up because of that LTIR money, scores his first goal of the playoffs. He collected a rebound, put it past Ottinger. It's 2-1 Vegas, their first lead of the game. It happened so quick. I don't know. I mean, if you want to blame Jake Ottinger on that, should have made that save. There could be an argument made, maybe, but more of a discussion. But, I mean, let's be real. Your goaltender made some terrific saves tonight, and he only let up 2 goals. Jake Ottinger was really good tonight. Jake Ottinger did not lose that game, but he's like the quarterback. If you're the goalie and you let in more than the other team, people are going to look at you. But I thought it was a really strong bounce back game by Jake Ottinger. So something also happened in the third. Star shorthanded as far as players. Radek Foxa and Mason Marchment left the game. Not only does that make your bench not as deep, but it also takes out 2 of your biggest hitters, so that physicality goes away. 4:05 minutes into the third period, could have been a game changer for Vegas. Rupe Hintz has called for delay of game. I thought it went off the glass. Looked at it several times, saw several replays. Even after all the replays, I pressed rewind again. Soapbox similar to puck drop times. How is delay of game not reviewable? That should be able to be a coach's challenge. I just don't understand why you shouldn't be able to challenge that. It's quick to see. One replay. We go back. I mean, if Vegas scored there, that's a massive just change in the game. But the very fact that Vegas got a power play kills momentum. It kills line changes. Sometimes you can gain momentum with a kill, but you have to understand that's 2 valuable minutes where you're likely not to put many scoring chances on the Knights. Stars pull the goalie. Vegas scores and takes a 2-0 lead. Shot attempts, 5-on-5. Dallas, 59. Vegas, 45. And that's what I'm talking about as far as just those second chances in front of the net. There was one where Wyatt Johnston probably would have scored, and it's not on him, but his stick was tied up. And we could just say that, you know, they're just not finishing. But we also have to come to the reality that Vegas does so many little things so well. And we really haven't focused on how good of a coach Bruce Cassidy is. We really haven't focused on this decor, which was one of the best in the league, got better with Noah Hanifin. And they're healthy. And Petrangelo's back. I mean, they're just stacked on the blue line, and they have size, and they can play defensively, and they can clog you up, and they just cause issues. And I thought on the TV broadcast, it was put very well when they said, and I'm paraphrasing here on Bally's, when they said, you know, Vegas playing well for the Stars, and you have to figure it out. And someone mentioned the whole league has to figure out Vegas. And that's so true. Let's see what you have to say on Twitter or X. Thank you so much for your support and for your tweets. At What the Blickens, 126 games went away. Time to start another winning streak on the road. I mean, that's a great way to look at it. It's just one game at a time. And that's all you can keep saying. One game at a time. Try to get some breaks. Hopefully Vegas will make some mistakes. Hopefully Vegas will spend some time in the sin bin so that you're on the power play. And hopefully that power play pays dividends. I will say some slight changes I'd like to say, and it might be forced by the injury of Radek Foxa. I think you got to get Craig Smith in and see what he can do. I thought Dadonov played better than in game one, but I just don't think that fourth line experiment's working myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What else will happen? Is Ty Dellandrea going to be inserted into the lineup, or will they call up Maverick Bourque? As far as the Mason Marchman, we don't know how these injuries, how bad they'll be. And defensively, do you make any changes? Not that the Stars defensively were that bad. Once again, only two goals given up tonight. At Ben Weiser 12, the vets look more old and slow than usual. Sagan's injury rested a few times for he has to be pretty bad. Cassidy eats DeBoer's lunch. I mean, I think speed can be neutralized in the playoffs. Two sayings, physically, things get ramped up and the rink shrinks. That's a bad combo for speed. And that's why you see so many teams getting the bigger, more physical players at the deadline, because they know it's a gauntlet and they know the physicality to be ramped up and they have to equal that. That's why Boston got Maroon heading into the playoffs. Good guy in the room who has won cups and hopefully can help you. Knows what to do. A lot of analytics are thrown out as far as in the playoffs, because those third and fourth liners come in very handy. At Z Mitch 1031. This version of Vegas is far better than regular season Vegas. It's hard to say, but it feels like they'd be doing this to any other team right now. Completely agree, Zach. Dallas played a hard physical game, gave a great effort, and still couldn't keep up. Sucks, but what's to blame or be upset about? I mean, Zach, you could do this podcast, man, because that's my point. I absolutely love your take. I think Vegas could do this against Edmonton. I think Vegas could do this against the Kings, Vancouver. You name the team in the West, Vegas could do this against. And they very might, if they move on, continue that. Daniel Griffin at DTG Tax. I thought the Stars were desperate and poised in the third, too. Predictable, dumping the puck in every time or taking an early shot. They needed to try to have some balance entering with possession, changing the point of attack. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think they're just struggling to get it in the zone with any kind of regularity. And the best way to do that sometimes is to dump it in the zone. So Vegas is clogging it up. And if the Stars can get past that, that's why I think the stretch pass. You saw what happened when Jamie Benn was released in game one. Kind of like to see that. I mean, it can cause turnovers because it can get blocked. But I would like the Stars to look at that, send some of their speedy players, and get those stretch passes going. Millsy chimes in at Newey Fan. Roope and Pavelski are MIA. Roope has been the straw that stirs the drink, and he isn't a difference. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd agree. I do want to throw a positive in there that Jason Robertson's been really good in this series. He's shown some great physicality, which we talked about how he's worked on that in the offseason. I think he got a lot stronger. I think he's playing well defensively, and he has two goals. So, you know, lots of credit to Jason Robertson because he was one of those guys, and it might be forgotten because they're down 2-0, that says Jason Robertson is not a playoff type player. Well, he's one of their best players right now. Roope, Pavelski, I mean, you can go on and on, Millsy. Duchesne hasn't done much. I mean, Vegas is just blocking everybody. McBreeze at Green Chili's Monday or Mon says they're trying to copy the Rangers road playoff win streak. Well, that would be awesome. And yeah, the Rangers did lose some games at home and did not lose on the road. You know what? Just get one. Just get one on the road. I understand that would mean you're coming back 3-1. But then it's 3-2 and you're going back to game six with a chance to take it back to game seven. Dylan Moreland says, when will we realize a dump and chase doesn't work against this trap? I'm just letting you know that the possession passing game is not working against this trap. So they are limited in what they can do. I mean, I'm all for it, Dylan. If you have possession heading into the zone, wonderful. But I think the Stars are trying everything they can to get into the zone. Vegas just has them flustered in that category. C Money ROFL. How many times has a team won the series by losing the first two games at home? It's happened. Also, Stars can't get guys standing in front of the net when on offense. Vegas shutting down all chances for deflections and rebounds. Yes, they are very good at that. They do not, or they make it very tough for you to position in front of the net. But notice Jamie Benn was able to do that when they were a man down. And that's why the Stars, in my opinion, need to hopefully draw more power plays. Vegas is not committing a lot of mistakes in this series to put the Stars on the power play. However, when they are a man down, that did enable Jamie Benn to get in front of the net and cause some serious visual issues. He's really good at that. He could see the goal. He has terrific peripheral vision. And that's what resulted in the Stars' goals. So, yeah, if they could do that, that would be great. You know, I have to understand, too, Sean pointed out on a previous podcast, Stars aren't really a cycle-like team. So they're very much an in and out and attack and constantly come at you. But they're not a cycle team. Vegas is more of a cycle team. So they'll have more zone possession on you. So that's something to think about as well. So when you don't cycle and you don't have a lot of zone possession, you don't really have a lot of time to get in front of the net. Kevin Lawler, we couldn't beat this team in the regular season. Then you add the players they got coming off of injury. You can't compare anything this Vegas team has done in the regular season. It's a whole different team, just super frustrated. Completely agree, Kevin. Yeah, understandably frustrated by the whole situation. Maybe the NHL will look at it in the future. Vegas isn't doing anything wrong by the standard of the rules. But at the same time, I think the NHL should probably look at something and keep LTIR, but with some provisions. That's what I would like to see. But you know, we'll see what comes about it. It needs to be collectively bargained, so they can't just throw it out there. And you also have to think that in the player's interest, LTIR is not a bad thing, because it enabled Noah Hanifin to come, and that Noah Hanifin got paid very well by Vegas and got a long-term contract. He does not have to go through free agency now. None of that happens without LTIR. Cameron Bridges, same problem as the football team. Culture, regular season winners. Playoffs make a little bit of noise, but consistently never able to get over the hump. Also, Pete DeBoer is getting outcoached so hard. Well, I'll just say this. How many coaches don't get outcoached by Bruce Cassidy? I mean, he had dominant Bruins teams. And every single year, they changed out the makeup of the Bruins team, and Bruce Cassidy found a way. I was genuinely shocked when he was let go. It wasn't surprised when Vegas picked him up as quick as they did. He's one of the best coaches in the league, hands down. He's got a great strategy. It works. It's great during the regular season, even, I mean, so effective in the playoffs. As far as the Stars regular season to postseason, I mean, maybe something that Jim Nill and crew wants to look at, as I pointed out at the beginning of this broadcast, you know, what makes you a better playoff team? I will say this. How would that blue line look with Liam Bixel back there, throwing his weight around in a big body that Vegas couldn't take advantage of? Will he be ready for the start of next year? Or maybe he starts in the AHL and then is called up like Thomas Harley was last year. But that might be an answer for the Stars, because they really don't have that big defense. They really haven't had it since Oleksiak, and prior to that, maybe a Darian Hatcher. I mean, they're few and far between in the NHL now. Tanner says, I think they just happen to get better on the rush this season. This isn't about game plans. In my opinion, it's about generating a new front presence. Not a single shot in the last 5 minutes of the game. Unacceptable. I mean, Vegas was shutting things down. They knew what to do. Let's see. At Brandon F. Dub. I need my goaltender to make that save when the offense is struggling to score on the other end. Ultimately, it wound up being the game winner. Is it fair, just like when you take a 1-0 lead in the ninth and blow a save? I can understand what you're saying, my friend. I think Jake Oettinger would like that back. It did happen fast. And I will also say the following. I cannot put this loss on Jake Oettinger. He gave up 2 goals. And he was outstanding tonight. You know, Vegas should have had probably 3 or 4 goals. Carl says his team has to score more than one goal. You can't put that on Otter. Absolutely. Every team in the NHL playoffs has to score more than one goal. At Spamuel Green, our friend Sam Green. Shoot, it's not like our game's working. I guess maybe we should try something else to win. Sad Dallas sports fan at Dallas Sports, in the most honest way possible, where's our puck luck? Whew, we have not had the fortuitous bounces in these 2 games in the first round. Also, why were the Stripes not giving us any calls? I didn't see a lot that would make me say, man, they should have done that. I mean, I thought the refs called a pretty good game. If you look, penalties were even on the night. We couldn't get anything going, but the things we can't control weren't allowing it to get anything going. Frustrated because we were playing better than the 2-0 deficit. I agree. I don't think the Stars were playing bad. I think they're just up against a behemoth where if this lineup, I mean, Vegas, you got to understand, before Vegas got injured, they were the best team in the NHL. And then all sorts of injuries hit this team, and they just continued to drop. And then they got their mojo back. Robbie says, at Robvious, great Twitter name, this feels even worse than last year. We don't even have the dumb Ben suspension. Vegas is good, but the Stars have been severely underwhelming. I don't think so tonight. I think they played with Vegas. Just a couple of really good bounces, a amazing stretch pass by Barbashev, just like Wyatt Johnston did in game one. I love the art of the stretch pass. And you know what? Vegas played well. Dallas played well. They were just better than you tonight, in my opinion. Carson Moore. If our offensive style doesn't work in the playoffs, then why run it at all? This is the only time it matters. If it doesn't, don't build your roster around that style, right? I mean, I think that's fair. I think it's fair to look. But we also have to understand, this is a team that was in the Western Conference Finals last year, and we can't take that lightly. Yes, they did lose to Vegas, but they had a better regular season than they did last year. Central Division, number one seed. I understand people will be disappointed. I will be disappointed if they lose this series, but it's not a massive upset. I think if you watch the first two games, you're looking at a team that is not the eighth seed. Texas fan underscore 05, they are frauds, much like the Cowboys. They will find some way somehow to break your heart. Front runners, just like the boys, until they prove otherwise. Jake is not elite until he proves it either. Man, Jake Ottinger was elite going into the playoffs. Okay. And then let's look at the results. He let in two goals tonight. I mean, if you don't think he's elite, then would you say he's very good? Because I think he's very good. Dylan Moreland, just one question. What the F? I mean, I like the question, but I'd say the F is that Vegas played a little bit better in big moments than you did tonight. At Campbell, Otis Campbell. We are small and Vegas is big. That's why we keep having the same problem with them. I think that's a very fair assessment. I think that's why they have problems with some teams. I think Colorado also offers that, where Colorado is very physical with you. At KV underscore Justin, what happens if they lose the series or worse or swept? Do they fire the coach, blame it on the goalie? I mean, I think there'll be a lot of questions. I don't think you fire a coach after they won the Central Division. And after, I think if they lost to an eight seed, let's say it's the Washington Capitals in the East, but I think you have to give Pete DeBoer more time. I think you have to give the Stars another season. This is not a conversation to have tonight, but I will point out you have to re-sign Wyatt Johnston coming up. You have to re-sign Thomas Harley. You have some tough decisions cap-wise. But I do think they need to get bigger, and I do think they need to change the makeup of this team a little bit. But we'll see how they can respond. Michael Joseph, Pete DeBoer needs to be fired. He's been outcoached by the same team how many times in the playoffs and still no answers? I don't think he was outcoached last year, maybe by Bruce Cassidy in the Western Conference Finals, but you know, he beat Minnesota. He beat a good Seattle team. At Wolsuk O'Art. We'll just call him Wosuko. It doesn't matter. We lost. We can match as much as we can. We can have as much great energy as we can. It matters not if we don't win. I'm tired of moral victories when the fact of the matter is if we lost again, period. Again, 0-5 against Vegas this season. Sigh. Yeah, I mean, I think that's very fair to have that. And the sigh is justified. But at the same time, I mean, my point is that I'm looking at this game objectively, and that's what we try to do on Spits and Suds. We don't have any tie-ins with the team. So I'm not just saying this, and I'm not trying to homer it up, because you guys have heard me be extremely critical of some of the players and this organization at times. But, you know, at the same time, I thought they changed the style of their game in many ways, and I thought they did. I thought they had a good game plan. I thought they came out with really good energy tonight. The crowd was into it. It had all the makings. I thought the goalie was good tonight. But at the same time, you know, sometimes you're going to lose games, and it's just one of those things where Vegas is on a heater right now. Sam Green. Once again, am I off base by seeing when the Stars get physical, they never come out on top? Think about last year in their series against Vegas when they ramped up the physicality. They lost as well. Physicality isn't our game. I don't want to be pushed around, but okay, our game. Well, I think they did it to try to force Vegas into some mistakes. And I think Vegas minimized their mistakes. They made some in game one. They didn't make as many in game two. So I think they got better. You know, it's just one of those things where I don't necessarily think physicality lost you the game tonight. I just think that you made a couple of mistakes and it came to back to bite. I mean, they're so good. They just wait for you to make that one or second mistake. And it seems like they capitalize every single time. At JLux 007, Jeffrey, I've never really thought Dallas matches up well against Vegas. You can say they've been all close games, but can't ignore the record 2-9 in their last 11, including playoffs. Obviously bum, so help me feel better. What do the Stars have to do if they can't play their style? Well, I think they have to continue putting offensive pressure. I'd love to see some sustained zone time. I'd love to see Vegas get worn out. More shots on net, I think, is also a big key. Let's look at the shots tonight on goal. And I think, you know, you'll agree with me. Dallas with 21 shots on net. That's not enough. If you want to beat Vegas, you got to get up into the 30s and 35s, which is very, very tough to do against this Vegas team. And if you notice the Stars throughout the season, I mean, they were consistently in the 30s with shots, sometimes even in the 40s. Let's see. A soft goal from Jake is the difference. It may not be the reason they're losing it. He did play great in the second and the third, but there are saves you just have to make this time of year, and that Hanifin shot should never go in. Well, I disagree, my friend. I think that Hanifin shot goes in at times. I think that's why he's Noah Hanifin, and he just got signed to a multi-year contract. Could Ottinger have stopped that one? Sure, I guess. But, you know, I mean, you could probably say the same thing on that Jason Robertson shot as well. You know, could Thompson have saved that? Well, I guess so, but he was screened. I mean, you don't know what's going through, you know, a goalie's eyesight and stuff. And, you know, that one slipped by, you know, Ottinger, but, you know, once again, you pointed out yourself, he played great in the second and he played great in the third. And if your goalie, you know, has a high save percentage for the night and goals against and only gave up two, I think that's pretty impressive. So many questions tonight, so many opinions. Love it. And by the way, let me plug that Craig Ludwig will join us tomorrow and we'll get the player's perspective as far as being down in a series and how to come back and what to do, and also his thoughts on the first two games. Tanner L 1994, teams are far more careful in the playoffs to prevent rushes like NBA players playing defense in the playoffs. Everything gets tighter. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why, you know, when you're buttoned up defensively and when you have, you know, I mean, we all knew Vegas was one of the better defensive teams. Well, you know, when you're already good on defense and you can ramp that up even more. Wow. I think trying to match Vegas physicality was a mistake that plays into their hands. You know, I don't think it was a mistake because I don't think it threw us off their game because I think the speed was for the most part neutralized at times. I think the Stars had a lot of breakouts. It's just that, you know, Vegas did a good job clogging them up, especially in the neutral zone or right before the blue line. Simon underscore Cave, if we don't have any injuries, does Pav sit for Maverick? No, you do not sit Joe Pavelski. At any point, you do not sit Joe Pavelski. He's too valuable in the room. He's a veteran. You let him play, and I'm not trying to go old school, but Joe Pavelski can come up with a tip at a key moment. I think there is a sexiness about Maverick Bork and what he's done in the first game of the playoffs down in Cedar Park the other day. Was beautiful. And I think Maverick Bork's going to be a big part of this team. But he played well when he played in his NHL debut. But let's not get the overhyped train on Maverick Bork going just yet. Could he play in Vegas? Absolutely. And could he be effective? Absolutely. But not at the sake of sitting Joe Pavelski. I think if Marchment's down, then that could be certainly a a replacement that you put in. Let's see. But personally, I do not want to take the I don't want to separate Wyatt Johnston and Jamie Benn. I'm fine with Maverick Bourque on that line. Tanner, 1994, they make big flashy hits, but when it comes to driving the net, it's not there. Understand, Tanner, that Vegas is blocking you from getting there. It takes a little bit longer. Dancing around the dots, trying to make sick passes rather than creating chaos in front of the goalie. Vegas is a bad matchup, but you aren't winning a cup like that anyway. Sure, absolutely. An argument can be made that they have to do a better job getting into the dirty area. But we've been saying that about this Stars team all year long. When they do get in the dirty area, they're extremely effective, but they're just not a team that does it on a consistent basis. At GHS Prom King, it's disheartening to see us play so much better and still lose. Is it a stretch to say this series is over? I mean, I don't think it's a stretch, but I'm not calling it over. I know a lot can happen, but when the adjustments don't change the outcome. Well, let's see in game three. You know, let's see what happens. You are going to have to withstand, similar to what Vegas did, the initial crowd hype, the initial Vegas coming out of the box flying with great energy. So, you know, if it's 10 minutes left in the first period and the score is nothing to nothing, that's a win for the Dallas Stars. Oleg, Jim Montgomery said, culture of mediocrity. That's all. I mean, he's coaching the Bruins now, so way to go, Monty. I think we'll have conversations in May or June about tough decisions the Stars have to make as far as changing things up if it gets to that point. Carson Moore says, please tell me why Suter got as much time on the ice as he did. All I see him do is either get caught flat-footed, the first goal allowed. I agree. He did. Should have been there to block Eichel. Or ice the puck whenever it's touched to stick in the D zone. Why all of a sudden the sudden change in offensive philosophy or rush team? Why dump and run? Once again, people have to understand they're dumping because they're struggling to get it in the zone. So Vegas is not allowing you clean looks into the zone. So one of the ways is try to use your speed to get to the puck first when you dump it in. That's what teams tend to do when they get stuck and clogged in the neutral zone due to traps or right at the blue line because there's no other option because you can't go through. Vegas is not going to allow you to they're not going to get beat man on man. They're just too good defensively and their sticks always get in the way. To me, they have the best sticks in the league. Constantly throughout the night. I mean, if you're watching TV, you can just hear the click, 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 because sticks on sticks and sticks on pucks defensively. They're really, really good. As far as Suter, wanted to point out, because you pointed out, why is he playing that much more? So when you look at the time on ice for the Stars, he played like a third liner would. Let's go through it. Miro played 25:02, and that was second to Esa Lindell at 22:54. Harley played 22:10. Taniff played 20:44. I would like to see Taniff play a little bit more. But then Suter had 17:15. So, you know, he was 3 to 4 minutes off of the other defenseman, and then Nils Lundqvist played 10 minutes. So I don't think he... You know, I think he might have played 1 or 2 minutes more than he usually does, but I didn't see his ice time go significantly up. Chris Barnard, 82. I'll do one further. Smith in for Dodonov. Call up Bach as well. Try Mira with Esso, Harley with Taniff. Suter can stay with Nils. I think the team has to take a hard look at coaching this summer. I mean, I appreciate that, my man. And that's a summer conversation, but at the same time, yes, I am in favor of getting Craig Smith in the lineup. I like his style. I think Craig Smith can be, you know, real effective. He likes to shoot the puck, which I think the Stars need at this point. As far as defensive pairings, You know, I mean, you can try different things. I'm not against it, but I think, you know, defensively, they were actually okay, minus the stretch pass tonight. Jordan H, and by the way, much less turnovers by the Stars defenseman tonight. At Harper Hockey Fan, I'm speechless. Hard to find words right now. This is a hard to find kind words right now. This is a nightmare scenario for the Stars. Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you got to deal with it. And, you know, on to game three on Saturday night. For us at Spits and Suds, it's on to tomorrow, where 17-year NHL defenseman Craig Ludwig, two-time Stanley Cup champion Craig Ludwig, with a lot of playoff experience, will join us tomorrow. I appreciate you guys hanging on. Absolutely love all your questions, comments, you know, concerns. Keep them coming. If we don't answer them for you on this podcast, we will certainly, I will get back to you on Twitter. You know, one of the things that I love about Spits and Suds is the interaction. So thank you for venting tonight. Thank you for your opinions. Thank you for your questions. I think it was an awesome night. I hate that they lost for you. I hate that they lost for me. But at the same time, the fact that we're doing podcasts like this and interacting, and the fact that I saw so much passion on the line, it just, try to sum it up in words. I know it's tough to take right now, but the passion for DFW hockey is really high right now. And if we could take one thing away, when you wake up in the morning, you're still upset. There actually is a good thing about that, because no one wants apathy for a franchise. And we have such high expectations for this Stars team. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing that you, the Stars fan, are frustrated, that you, the Stars fan, are asking, how can we get to the next level? Because that means you're a hockey town. Because that's what they do in the original six cities. And you're technically an original 12 team, and you're showing the passion of an original six team. So stick tap to those of you that went to the AAC tonight. Another podcast forthcoming in just a few hours, of all things. It's Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle. Stars lose. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.